Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I spend a lot of time coaching people in my day job, and one of the things that I find is that, especially with people that are struggling work-wise, they have a challenge with their self-perception. And that usually comes from what I'll call their personal narrative. So in a case that I've dealt with before, there's something similar to, I'm just a kid from Nebraska that got a lucky break to get to work in this amazing Wall Street firm. And if I were going for this job today, there's no chance they'd ever hire me. So if that would be your narrative, which happens to certain people, right, where you're sort of selling yourself short, that would take its toll on your career, or could potentially, right? Because if you say that enough times, you start to believe it, and you start to carry yourself that way too. And if you start to carry yourself as if you're so lucky to be there and you don't necessarily deserve to be there, that's going to translate to some challenges around confidence, and ultimately might come down to performance too in the role. So the point I want to make here is that you have the ability to control the narrative that you have about yourself. And if you really wanted to handle things, what you could do is you could rewrite your narrative to what you'd want it to be. And if you would, now just simply rewriting it and saying it out loud for a day or two is probably not going to change things dramatically. But rewriting it and sort of feeding it to your subconscious mind for a month, that could change things. And that will change things if you do it. So what I'm suggesting here is that you write your narrative the way you would want it to be. Now, it's got to be realistic and believable for you, but you rewrite it in a way that actually serves you. And so, you're telling yourself each day. So if you were to rewrite this, and then you would read it right before you go to sleep every night, and then you would read it again when you wake up in the morning, and you just made a deal with yourself that you would do that every single day for a month, this would start to take hold in you, and it would start to change this non-self-serving, I guess I would say, narrative that you have for yourself. So this narrative that you have that isn't serving you, that's sort of creating this gap for you where you don't feel worthy, right? That would change. And so if you kind of went to something more that looked a little bit more like, I'm self-made, I'm motivated, I'm a workhorse that developed a skill set that causes me to thrive in any environment I'm in. I'm the most persuasive person I know, and it's a gift that I've always have that I've built on over the years, and this gives me advantage over others I compete with. And that, coupled with my work ethic, makes me unstoppable. So if you came up with something like that, right, and then you ended with something, I'm a top performer that's loved by all and coveted by my company and by my clients. If that became your narrative and that got fed into your subconscious mind and that's what you truly believed, because, again, you did this every day over time for a month, and now this became the narrative you had instead of this, I'm less than, and I'm not worthy of, and I'm so lucky because I'm here. It's fine to be lucky and to feel that sense of what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. It's not coming to me. But it's fine for you to feel like you're lucky, right? To be truly appreciative for what you have. But beyond that, you've got to have a level of confidence, because people start to, there's people who are attracted to that level of confidence. And what will happen is, as you start carrying yourself this way, and as you start putting this into your subconscious mind, over time, as you carry yourself differently, people start to treat you differently in a very positive way. I see this happen a lot with people that get promoted. The second they get promoted, they start to carry themselves differently. They've got this extra, they've got a little more swagger, right? They've got more self-confidence as a result of being promoted. The thing is, you don't have to wait until you're promoted. You can just do it without being promoted and carry yourself differently. And what may happen as a result is people are going to realize it and see it, And in the end, maybe you end up getting promoted over that, right? Maybe that's the catalyst towards getting you promoted or getting you to that next level or to raising your level of business, whatever that may be in your world. So this, as these things become real in your mind, again, that confidence level goes up. People around you start to respond and start treating you differently, and it just works. So the thought for today is a simple one. Think about what you want your personal narrative to be. Something that's still believable for you, but something that you aspirationally want to have and be, and write it the way you want it to be. And write it in the present tense and make it positive. And simply read it to yourself every day before you wake up, or I should say before you go to sleep, and right when you wake up. And if reading it doesn't do it for you, record it and listen to it. But I want you to create this vision of who you are going forward, and I want you to believe this vision. And through repetition, what we're going to do is we're going to create a neural pathway in your brain that's going to make that connection so that it becomes real for you. So we're eliminating the old narrative that we have for ourselves. We're creating a new one, and we're just feeding it to ourselves incrementally. It's got to be at least 22 days. I would suggest doing it for a month. Day in and day out, morning and night, twice a day, feed it to yourself. Just read it. Just listen to it. Whatever works for you, right when you wake up, right before you go to sleep, and watch what happens as a result. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, write your own personal narrative. Write that your own personal story of what you believe and what's real for you. Make it aspirational, but make it very, very positive. And simply listen to it twice a day, every day for a month, and watch what happens as a result.